All right, Malcolm Stewart. I almost said Malcolm Smith. I don't know why. Malcolm Stewart. First of all, before we get into your race, I had riders tell me the whoops were the gnarliest.
Yep.
I had riders tell me the section before the finish was the gnarliest. And then I had another guy tell me that the after the first turn, that rhythm was nuts. So which was it? Which one was the toughest?
I mean, it sounds like most riders pretty much confirmed that the whole track was pretty dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I mean, look, dude, Dirt Works try to do the best they can. Yeah. You and I know Triple Crowns here are tough. The track breaks down. I would say the whoops for me, they wanted me. They wanted me. My hand slipped off in the second main event, and I went for a ride. And then the third one, the flagger came over and was like, because I was talking to one of the guys in an interview, and I was like, hey, I was like, dude, I want to just apologize to the flagger out there. I think he, like, legitimately lost, like, five lives. And he comes up, and he goes, dude, that was me. And he goes, all I heard was a motorcycle wide open. And he goes, I look to my left, and I see a motorcycle go behind me. And so I look.
So we almost had an incident.
Oh, yeah. So I can't wait. I think this couple of filmers got it on film, so I can't wait to post that tomorrow. Then you're going to be like, dang, you really went for a ride. So look, at the end of the day, Triple Crowns, it was tough. Yeah. And the third main event had a great start, but you find yourself, and I was just like seeing those guys, Cooper, they were riding phenomenal, Eli and all of them, and I could see them, but I just couldn't figure out how to like latch onto those guys, and I was just losing a couple tenths here and there, and next thing you know, you're half a second by the time you get to the finish line, and I just think, that was me. That's part of racing, but tonight, I just got to own it. We were 6th to 9th place tonight, and that's what we had, but we learned a lot, and all we can do is continue to keep moving forward. Starts are better, though.
Yeah, starts are better. Jordan told me he caught right up to you, and he's feeling really good. And then maybe it was the time with the flagger. You just decided to exit the whoops and go straight to the on-off. And Jordan was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Jordan,
that time?
I ain't going to lie. I found myself off. Like, I think that last main event, I was off the track three times. And two of those lap riders are kind of getting a little squirrely, and I got squirrely with them, right? Look, I mean, Jordan was riding great, and I don't know what to tell him. I was like, I mean, Smitty hit the wheels probably better than I did tonight, let's be honest. Right. But, at the end of the day, all we can do.
Smitty wants his 8th place back or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sorry. Sorry, Smitty. I gotta hold on to this one.
What are you going to do on the off week? Just for you? Are you going to just sit in an ice bath, or what are we doing?
No, I mean, we're going to continue to keep riding and just try to – we're going to do a little bit more testing. I feel like these last 3 weeks we've been changing the motorcycle back to kind of normality.
Yep.
And I would say like those first six weeks, I was just like, after I had that incident at A1, I was just trying to get through it.
Yep.
Now there's like been a little bit of flashes where I feel like I'm getting back to me. I just now I'm kind of just fine tuning where I need to be with the motorcycle, myself. So we're just going to continue to keep riding and have fun. And obviously on the weekend, you know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be outside mowing the grass and stuff like that.
We're going to be on a boat. We are going to be on a boat.
Yeah, I'm going to be somewhere I don't have service.
Hey, do you remember when we were eating dinner in Paris and you won and we were all happy and now we're round 9 in Indianapolis and you've been beat to shit all year? Good times.
Great times. But hey, we still got a big smile on our face. Look, it's it could be dang worse, but all we can do is keep moving forward. It's one of those years that it's a real, real, real slow year. But, dude, we got a lot of racing left.
Yep.
So
you could be digging ditches in East Texas, so it's way better. Yeah.
Nobody wants me in Texas.
All right. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, man.